our public hearings. Our first public hearing this evening was conditional use number 2341 Caden Opplinger.
Mr. Chairman, in regard to CU 2341 Caden, how do you say that?
Opplinger.
I move to defer for further consideration.
Second.
It's moved second to defer action on conditional use number 2341 Caden Opplinger. Do I need to call, or I guess I need to call a rule for this, huh?
Yeah. No, on deferrals.
On deferrals, can we not do that? Okay. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is conditional use number 1933, Route 54, limited partnership.
Mr. Chairman, in reference to CZ 1933, Route 54, limited partnership, I move we defer for further consideration.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to defer action on change of zone number 1933, Route 54, limited partnership. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Mr. Chair, let the record show I abstain.
Okay. Then, 4-0 with Ms. Wingate abstaining. Our next public hearing was conditional or change of zone number 1934, Bunning Holdings LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I move we defer for further consideration in reference to change of zone 1934, Bunning Holdings LLC.
Second.
Moved and seconded to defer action on change of zone number 1934, Bunning Holdings LLC. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Abstain.
Carried with one abstaining. Okay. Our next public hearing was change of zone number 1980, Mars RE LLC.
Mr. Chairman, in reference to change of zone 1980, Mars RE LLC, I move we defer for further consideration.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to defer action on change of zone number 1980, Mars RE LLC. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Okay, our next item was change of zone number 1956, Jeffrey Bainey. Any discussion on
this? I would say this one I think we need to discuss a little bit.
Yeah. Just let me say that I have a real concern about this. It's spot zoning, and which is not legal. I would be concerned that it would be considered that, because there's no other zoning anywhere close to it. Closest one's a mile away. I understand that we have a state line issue there, but still, and I'm not sure that there is sufficient reason presented. You know, I think a conditional use would be, and we do have neighbors who have expressed a concern, so I'm a little worried about this one. So
my concern was noted in that I don't think the whole thing needs to be. I didn't have a problem with that one part that's already a business, but to make the whole back 10 acres.
I really wasn't making the connection between why the zoning made a difference as to how they service the building and all that, but. It's just me.
Yeah. Well, he didn't explain it to me either, because he's like, okay, so they're coming in this way, or they're coming in this way, they're not coming in this way.
Yeah, I didn't get it either. Okay.
All right. Well, let me just say, I thought it was conditional use when I asked the question how much noise the shotguns were making. The guns were making.
Okay.
Jeez. I had that totally wrong, so I apologize. But Mr. Chair, with regards to change of zone number 1956, Jeffrey Bellany, I make a motion to defer for further consideration.
Second.
Moved and seconded to defer action on change of zone number 1956, Jeffrey Bainey. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Okay, our final item was the ordinance to amend the code of Sussex County regarding the affordably priced housing rental units in the Sussex County Rental Unit Program.
Do you want, just real quick, two things that cropped up. No, I forgot one of them. Oh, no. One was the question about central sewer and water. Do you want us to get something from Mr. Medlars on that, whether that's feasible at the 12 units an acre or no? I mean, you know, in other words, you said about the smaller parcels.
Well,
but
here's the thing. So you're in, I can think of I know of a parcel, for instance, that is 2.4 acres. Right. It's in eastern Sussex County. There is sewer there. It's probably on a dart route. And that person might want to build 30 units there, 12 units to the acre. Okay. but, you know, they have sewer, so that's not an issue for them. But I'm just wondering if there would be, you know, if, it's a question worth talking to Hans about, that if there's, if is there any feasibility at all, or would it just always be such a big requirement, a big septic requirement, that it's just never going to be practical?
Yeah, I mean, septics don't make sense for this.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it, yeah, I get it, but I'm just asking.
That's going to become the limiting factor on that.
But, I mean, if you just wanted to do 12 units.
Whatever, whatever.
But the thing is, if you were going to do 12 units, it would be on a relatively small piece of land, and by the time you did the 12 units, you'd have to have such, you wouldn't have room for the septic.
And have the land, yeah.
You know, it's a geometry thing again.
Okay, all right, well.
But before we.
Well, let me, just one other thing. Do you want us to hold the record open to get you that number of acres?
I would like you to hold the record open, because I would just feel so much more comfortable if we had, and maybe we get it done in a week, but to have some developers look at it and say, you know what, I'll jump on that.
I would love to have that.
Because I don't want to send this to county council and hope they fix it, you know, if it needs fixing.
Well, let me just say one thing, just on that, is that.
I just want to make sure that they fix it.
Just hold the record open for written comments then, you know, because then we can get it, you know, if you want to wait till the next meeting.
Well, let's do that.
This way we have the public hearing process for, so people can give us.
And I want to suggest that 50 is a more reasonable buffer than 100, and I think 30 is more reasonable open space than 50, but.
30 is what's in the cluster stuff now, right? Yeah, so there's a number that's.
That's what I mean. I mean, I don't think we need to jump that number right here. I mean, we're trying to make something happen, but yet we're restricting it. I would be, yeah.
It's not a bonus for them.
Yeah, so.
Well, if you hold the record open for written comment for, you know, some period of time, that would include us getting you that acreage stuff, you know, so that way you can get whatever input.
It depends on how, I mean, has anybody, is there any commitment anywhere on how fast this needs to be done? I mean, can we hold the record open until the next meeting?
Oh, yeah, no, I would say there's a general commitment, just because everybody talked about, you know, it's taken a while, so, you know, let's not just, you know, delayed unnecessarily. But yeah, no, the way this is scheduled, you know, if we hold it open for, you know, the next meeting or 2 weeks or 3 weeks or whatever you want to do, that's not going to impact it, you know. So.
Well, what do you think about holding the record open for?
Because when's it on for council?
June 28th.
Well, there you go. We've got plenty of time.
Well, why don't we hold the record open at least till our next meeting? And then we can close the record on that meeting, and then we can act on it the following meeting.
Perfect.
How about that?
Does
that work for you, Keller?
Yeah, I just want to hear people say, I will jump on this. And if you'll make these couple of changes.
Okay. Yeah. That would be the better thing would be that is to have them look at it and say,
if you tweak this or tweak that,
what would you do to make this better?
Right, to make them to be like the breathing machines, you know, where they say, oh, I'm going to stop sprawling over here and I'm going to put half of my efforts on building this affordable housing for all these workers.
We would do this, yeah. And point well taken that this is just one piece that needs to be done. There's a bunch of other stuff that needs to be, you know, needs to be done. And, you know, the impetus for all of this is at the county council level. I don't have a lot of patience with people coming in and accusing this group of holding something up, because we don't have that ability to hold up or not hold up. That's not us, okay? So, and it's just like when they raised Cain with the staff. Well, you know what? Staff does what council tells them to do. And that's the way that works. So you remember that.
That's where the buck stops.
Sheriff ain't got no bullets. He's like Barney.
That's what I was thinking too, Mr. Chairman.
All right. Okay.
I'll remember.
Okay. Mr. Hopkins, you want to make a motion to defer with holding the record open for 14 days?
Until
the next meeting.
Until so moved.
A second.
It's moved and seconded to defer action on the ordinance to amend the code of Sussex County regarding the Sussex County rental unit program and the affordably priced rental units, leaving the record open until our next meeting to receive written comments about the ordinance. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
We're going to get some freaking units built.
Ladies and gentlemen, that completes our agenda.
They might not get started until January, but we're going to start some.
Okay. Mr. Hopkins, do you have any further comments before we close? Did you want to make a closing statement?
It's killing me having to get dressed up, though, I can tell you that.
All right, then. Anything, staff, anything you need to pass on? Okay. We stand adjourned.